experience of silence. Silence of vision of dreaming of it. Center knowledge of everything that is exploring that mind is finding. Grant the way of peace, of peace with peace of program, that just the totality of love, that like a mighty sun shows, when the instant of the sun strives my face, I am. Pictures you have before you are about disposition. I'd like to make a little introduction again. Bring to light the whole thing that I told you. We have spoken this week about a reformation science or a theological science of formation, and then theology of formation. And we have said that in pre-theological formation science, we try to disclose on the experiential formational theory what Aquinas tried to disclose on the speculative mind theory in pre-theological philosophy. Now, one of the great tremendous battles of our beloved church from the very beginning has been a battle with certain very beautiful basic ideas of Plato. Plato is a very great thinker, but in the end, he has seen the unstruggle of a not that popular as Plato was. Beginning of Christianity, that was more integrated, more accepting of all of creation. Well, in Platonism, there was always creation, as it were, separate the soul from the body. To talk about the spiritual soul as the opponent of the body. The body was for Plato a kind of prison that incarcerated the need of our soul. Century after century, this begins kind of look up there between the new Christianity and Plato has been made in church. Now, we are beginning to talk about a very vague Platonic influence that is overcome very slow in many aspects of faith living, faith formation, but not in all. And one of these aspects that has been neglected is what we call aspect of character and personality formation. We are not only soul, we are not only body, we are not only heart, we speak a lot about the heart first, but we are also people who by the natural makeup are always wittingly or unwittingly developed a character, and the character is the core of their personality in folding. Now, you don't find because of the Plato equivalent in Christianity. A lot of speaking about character and personality formation. And because left us more or less out, the whole idea of reality was taken over by secularism. So the fact in education that we, let me say, secular, but also taken over by many secular educational Christians, we then had a lot of talk about character and personality. Some have very good insights, some is are not so good. So as a result, we don't find even secular education. If they do character and personality education, we don't find that how it is rooted in the Bible, in Christianity, as a doctrine. We don't find that. And therefore we have to reconquer that aspect. So we speak a lot about the heart. That is true, right? Everywhere in Old and Testament. And also the spiritual mind. But then we have to realize that the heart, that is the center, the core of our life and our personality, that the heart, as we have seen, is already in our classes, you know, that the heart is really enlightened, ruled by the Holy Spirit. And that heart, therefore, is inclined by the Holy Spirit to listen to the will of God expressed in our deep, either in the life or that over a long time, you know, begins to affect the living. Now, when we speak in three theological formation science, then we say, first of all, that the heart develops disposition. This disposition of the heart whole in Christianity, information for virtues. So virtues are Christian disposition of the heart, or Christianized, baptized disposition of the heart. Now this disposition of the heart, what does that mean? It means the grace of God to sometimes good things. But if we repeat these good things, then it creates a disposition to do it again and again. That makes it easier for energy, makes it easier to be, for example, reject, or to be, for example, energetic and gracious. However, the heart is also incarnational, express itself in from what we call character. Character is simply a hierarchical, a well-ordered or hierarchical set of virtues, a good disposition. So character formation is helping to how the best disposition of the heart are translated in character. And the character disposition that is different than everyone. Some things are based in all of us. Some very basic issues, like faith, hope, and love, that are very basic issues. Today you get very special decisions. You can't want to live in your life. But the kind of priest you are called to be within the group. And the study of probably more active than the lessons of people, there are all kinds of possibilities there, but it all has to be translated to character. The character is the enfleshed heart, so to say, the incarnated heart. And that incarnated heart, then, begins very gradually to be enfleshed in our own personality. So a person who originally may have been very irritable, very misaggravated, if the grace of God enables this person to develop in his heart, imitating the heart of Jesus and the imago heart of Mary, to really develop a certain gentleness, then in the beginning you're going to see the soul is still the whole type of expression, space, and movement of an energetic body like that. The temporary gravity opens just the space begins to shift. The way of moving begins to shift. It changes the expression of the heart in the character, and the expression of the character in the flesh changes the person in the temporary. So we can in this way build a whole characterology and a personality information that really is an expression of incarnation of the character and personality of our worldview of the brother of Immaculate Heart. That is the great portion of sacred heart devotion of because it's about our heart that is done on the character and personality information. About where the is a situation in our operation. Susan spoke so well about the necessity of the gift of healing. Now, this ancient Christians are for healing. This thing where I know that I am God. This know that I am God. Because our confidence can be, what we say, a very, very functional. Even I get to function, get to organize things, get to write, get to administer, that time, get at this day. And so our functional mind is running on high all the time. With another mind, what we can call a contemplative mind. It is the mind that is that the silent thing, stilling our functional and our curious, our curiosity, mind, our outer curiosity. We know to function. There are all kinds of possibilities that you state that we are so hyper-functional that as a result of being so functionalistic, we don't discover that we have a basic mind that is receptive for higher truth, for a higher presence, for a higher consciousness. And if you are pleased, it is very important to develop that, because many thousands, as we all know, people are leaving the Catholic Church. And the different types of people who are leaving. Some are leaving because they are indifferent, they don't believe in anything. The others are leaving because they have got need for the dimension, the need for the non-functional mind. Also, without neglecting the functional, of course. And these people, they go to other cults, other sects, etc. So often you find them in churches of people who are more intimately connected with people than them. Our lay minister, that they, through our game, they can go to a functionalistic sect, or a functionalistic group, or a function of a fundamentalist. Because they try to find out what is missing in the Catholic Church, they don't get it. So that is very important to realize that you only can draw gifts. Now, by, for example, as you can say, beginning to sense, be still and know that I'm God. Now, you may say, how do I do that? And at the end, you know, it is developing a disposition of quiet attentiveness, of God's love. And to get there, it is including a slow, long process of detaching from idle curiosity. That is curiosity about things you don't need to curious about any longer. About the things you have to do, of course. But there are many other things that are idle curiosity. And what fills the mind up all the time. And then there is no possibility to break through the functionalistic mind, you know, by the deeper level. What do you do to detach yourself there? First of all, to be profoundly convinced, I cannot do it. I cannot do it only later. So I must pray. Still, God, make me still. I repeat that with great faith. I try to do that with faith. Change the sense now. But for example, I try to repeat what more of it is, you know, still, still. And then I get it down to still, still. And I'm seeing that my health has automatic. And my sleep, and my heart attack, and bypass operation, and all kinds of trouble. And now, after that, we have to be better. Because we have to go to sleep, Totdat hij dus komt vlogen in, omhoog over. Dat werkt niet heel streng, dat is een taal van eens. Maar wij denken dat hij niet realiseert dat ook hij de hoogste concerns en things, you know, pestering bij mij. Dat they are in mijn weg en restelijk. Het voegt eraan aan de wereld. Bij Gods grace. Doe dat het mee. Maar het is ook beter. Maar het is ook beter. Maar ik denk dat ik denk dat ik het bij Gods grace. Maar het begin. Dat is dat tekst. Dat is een compleet different tekst. Dat is een tekst. Voor zo'n tijd. Sometimes it is another tekst. Zoals ik rust. Time. Over the again, more of there, we have all the symptoms of illness. And then we become tempted by the demonic, you know, distrust of, to be angry with you, to be punished. Jesus, I trust, and then we respond to other things of what I call the contemplative thing, instead of the theories of all but another thing I like to say is also very interesting. We have explained, and Stephen has wonderfully elaborated for you about character personality. We started out with that. Now, I like to say to you, if you like to give it to other people, young people, the only way is often to start the opposite way. Begin and personality. We begin about character. We learn about character. And let them speak out what they think about. And let them speak out how why they think they have not a good character, how that came about, etc. Then when they are in that, then we can slowly go back, you know, some of my friends are chaplains in university, and they tell me we have 10,000 students and there may be 6,000 in the Catholic. Of the 6,000 Catholic students, they say, you know, there are only 500 whom you really can speak from the beginning about the background. The rest you also have to teach, those rest don't from the record of the teacher, you don't know much, if anything, about the real Catholic doctrine. You have a vague idea of who's and don'ts, so they learn that. For the rest, they are not interested. There, we can only begin, they say, by talking about the personality in the family, relating it the human makeup of what they use that, what I call pre-devotion for a time, what they like, and they talk about. We cannot begin with the temperament, we cannot begin with reality, absence of any attention. But when you start that way, then you have a chance to expand the 500 really, you know, the temperament. And of course, that may be a result of many things. So first of all, there is a terrible lack of any understanding of Catholicism. But secondly, of course, we have totally neglected character and personality. We speak about it much. And therefore, they still have interest in that, but their lives are really guided by the psychology course, the sociology course, like a non-Catholic university. I was here invited in Brenda's university, Jewish university. A friend of mine, Abraham Messer, was speaking there, and he said, when you take all of Hij kreeg weer de student der, werd goed voor Jewish of Orthodox, de parents werd zijn tijd gegeven voor alle andere van het tekst. Maar het is interessant dat hij mij zo aanleidt, waar ik het Jewijn, nog van de rabbi, nog van de synagoge, Rio Jain functional, of course, in history of ideas, of course, history of ideas, all kinds of ideas, all kinds of people, psychology, counseling, course, sociology, but kind of combination of the thing we need to do, that is not sufficient, of course. But they tend, if they are really grabbing the student, to talk about personal personality. En dat later hij dus toont op de chaplain in our Catholic University. They have the same problem. You might find the same problem. Dash. All the blocks. Once they are understanding the natural unfolding of this traditions in the personality, like it and talk out their problem, their difficulty. And it's very, very interesting. We have Alpha, the Christian Information Academy. We have meeting a few times to the class. And we have a small group of people coming from all kinds of denominations. And it is very interesting. Then we begin to talk about these things. It's amazing how we open up our but also the information how they tell about the whole life and how they went off with drugs and how they went off promiscuous sexuality and how they, you know, left the practice of the church and then hang around. And how they cry, it's amazing. Grown up men, grown up women, crying because I caught that lost most of my life. And of course, you got through that grace. This important at the outskirts of the day. Very slowly, it was designed to touch them for a year. And then we have it again.
going.